From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. General David Petraeus says al-Qaeda in Iraq is focusing on occasional spectacular attacks because its overall capacity to commit violence has been reduced. Petraeus addressed a Mideast security summit. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Bahrain.
Petraeus told delegates to the Banama Dialogue that overall levels of violence are down 90% from the spring of 2007, including civilian fatalities. But he said the recent horrific attacks on government buildings in Baghdad are a reminder that the progress in Iraq remains, as he has so often said, fragile and reversible. Petraeus said al-Qaeda in Iraq is receiving less money and fewer foreign fighters than in the past, and despite the handover of security responsibility to Iraqi forces, al-Qaeda's capacity to inflict pain on the country was diminished. Petraeus also urged Arab leaders gathered in Bahrain to take a more proactive role in Iraq, saying, quote, "If you're concerned about Iran's influence in Iraq, it would be wise to increase the Arab influence in Iraq." Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Bahrain.
President Obama says he will know by the end of 2010 if his strategy for Afghanistan is working. He told the CBS program 60 Minutes that he will change direction if the U.S. military is not on course in terms of securing population centers from Taliban militants. He also explained why he set a deadline for U.S. forces to leave.
In the absence of a deadline, the message we are sending to the Afghans is it's business as usual. This is an open-ended commitment. And very frankly, there are, I think, elements in Afghanistan who would be perfectly satisfied to make Afghanistan a permanent protectorate of the United States.
The president once again put Pakistan on notice that it is going to have to do more against its own Taliban and al-Qaeda. High-level diplomats arrived in Copenhagen over the weekend to work on a deal on global warming. Most of the big issues remain unresolved as the week begins. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Copenhagen.
The first week of the climate talks involved mostly lower-level negotiators, so it's no surprise there were no major breakthroughs. The best progress, they report, has to do with a deal on forests. For the first time, nations are talking about placing a dollar value on intact forests, so there will be a financial incentive not to chop them down. A deal on that issue seems close, but there's still a big gulf between rich and poor countries. Developing nations have pledged to take action, but they don't want to be bound in a legally binding agreement. The United States wants a legally binding deal. There's also no clear idea about how to provide money to the world's poor nations to help them adapt to a changing planet and to help them develop using clean energy. President Obama and many other heads of state arrive later in the week and hope to seal a deal. Richard Harris, NPR News, Copenhagen.
Oil prices fell to near $69 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for January delivery was down by 56 cents to $69.31 a barrel. This is NPR News. U.S. and Russian nuclear arms reduction negotiations are to continue in Geneva this week following an agreement between President Obama and his Russian counterpart, Dmitry Medvedev. The two leaders agreed by telephone to extend the talks. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The U.S. and Russia had hoped to reach a new nuclear arms control treaty by December 5th. That was when their bilateral strategic arms reduction treaty expired. While they missed this deadline, leaders of the two countries agree talks to replace the Cold War era START I treaty will continue. They now say they hope to clinch a deal by the end of the year. A U.S. official says the vast majority of the text has been agreed. No reason has been given for the delay, but Russian officials indicate differences exist on inspection and verification procedures. The U.S. and Russia are aiming to cut their nuclear arsenals to below 1,700 on each side. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The human rights group Human Rights Watch says more than 1,400 civilians have been killed in eastern Congo during army operations to oust militiamen from the area. In a report released today, the organization says that both Congolese army soldiers and Hutu militiamen had shot civilians as people fled. It said others killed between January and September were burned inside their homes. The UN peacekeeping mission in Congo has backed the Congolese army in the region since March. The mission has said that the UN is working hard to protect civilians in the region. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.